Rishos, the Rosh HaYeshiva, Rosh HaMesifta, Choshev HaRabbanim, family, Chaverim, Chol HaKohol, HaKadosh HaZeh. It was about 20 years ago, shortly after the first surgery. The doctors were about to conduct a very important test. The complex nature of the surgery involved a terrible risk. There was a possibility that a consequence of the surgery, Akiva Shammai Zichrono Livracha's speech would be impaired. The doctors were now about to open his tracheal tube and ask him to say his first words. Suddenly, a person entered the room at this very anxious moment. The person was quickly updated, briefed, informed of the situation, his status, his condition, and told what was about to happen. This person asked if he could have a few moments with the patient. This person was our Rebbe, Rav Chaim Siegel, Zichrono Livracha, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rabbi Siegel said to Kivi, "Kivi, when they open the tube, say the words, Torah, Tziva, Lanu, Moshe. The Kachava, the doctors opened the tube, and the first words that Akiva Shammai Zichrono Livracha said in this new world that was suddenly thrust upon him were Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. Vayihi ha'odom le'nefesh chaya v'havas be'odom le'ruach nemalna. A new creature. A speaking creature, a person who spoke Torah, Tziva, Lanu, Moshe. Hamokoyim yinachim eschem. Didi spoke about it so eloquently. Unfortunately, we all know these words too well. Simply, the words mean, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all are very well aware, Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu. It's a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, tonight, against the backdrop of the Siyum Yimei HaShloshim of Akiva Shammai Ben Eliezer Zichrono Livracha, the words can be translated literally, HaMokom, may this place, may this Beis Medrash serve as a source of Nechama. It was here where it all began. It was here where our Rebbe, Rav Chaim Siegel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, V'yibodol L'chaim Toivim Aruchim, Rabbi Siegfried, galvanized the Talmidim. They organized them, they were magmach them, and taught us how to deal with this situation. It was here, in this Beis Medrash, in these walls, where Akiva expressed his rotzon, his intense will. He let it be known to us in many ways that nothing would stand in his way to achieve gaius. It's not that we have accidentally fallen and stumbled upon this Beis Medrash to get together to commemorate the Shloshim. This Mokoyim has presented itself It is here to attest that the Torah, the Yerushalayim, the Musar, the Hadracha of our beloved, dedicated Rebbeim, Udroshom, Rav Chaim Siegel Zecher Tzadik Levracha, as it says on the Shar of the Mesifta, Asher Tipech Leriba, who nurtured and raised us, and above the Chaim Toyah Maruchim, the Rosh Hashiva, their Torah, their Hadrocha, has been realized. Akiva Shammai was a great success. He was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the most beautiful way. He was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, he inspired others to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. This Mogon has Nachas. I was speaking to Rabbi Yoshua Toiv, one of his close friends or roommates, and he told me, it's not 100% accurate what people are saying. He hears the Olam discussing his intense Amelus, the Amelus during times of Yisurim. He told me it's more than that. Akiva was a Makabel. Hinei kechoymer b'yad ha-yoytzer. B'rtsoysoy marachiv, b'rtsoysoy mekatzer. Akiva Shammai, he was the choymer. He allowed himself to be that choymer b'yad ha-yoytzer in the hands of his rebellion to expand and contract at their will. It wasn't just that he was an independent person sitting in Beis Medrash putting in 18 hours a day. He was a real Talmud. The Mogon has great nachas from Akiva. Ha-Mogon yinachem eschem. Akiva Shammai was nifter at a very unique time. Matzot Shabbos. He was installed to the Yeshiva Shalmailo. Matzoy Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. Matzoy Shabbos is a very unique time. On the one hand, it's Shaykh, it's connected to the Peh Shabbos. It's the extension of Shabbos. It's part of Shabbos Bereishis. It's the end of Shabbos Bereishis. But on the other hand, Matzoy Shabbos is the beginning of the new week. Baruch HaMafdil. It's Shaykh to Parshas Noyach. The last words of Parshas Bereishis are the words V'noyach Motzo Chein B'Einei Hashem. The first words of Parshas Noyach, or the beginning of Parshas Noyach, the words are Eile Todos Noyach, Noyach Ish Tzadik Tomim Hoy B'Lei Yosef. In between Noyach and Bereishis is a parsha sucha. It's open blank space. The gavil is kodesh, but there are no letters, there are no words. Akiva Shammai was nostalgic in that open space between Motzach Chein Ve'inei Hashem and Ish Tzadik Tomim Hoyim. It's as if the Torah is telling us there are no words to define who he was. There are no words to understand the ways of Hashem, what has happened these last 20 years. There are no words that can record or express the enormous Kiddush Shem Shemayim that he was instrumental in bringing to this world. There are no words, there are no letters. But from the outside, at least we can say he was mesunav in the words Motzo Chein Ish Tzadik Tomim Hoya. Tzadik comes from the word Tzedek. Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoy. It's legendary. Kivi was meticulous in knowing exactly what his siblings were up to, what they were doing, what was happening, where they were holding. And he was relentless in demanding of them to seek more. Tirdoif. When it came to his chaverim, he was even more aggressive. He didn't let up. When speaking to his chaverim, there's a word that reappears over and over again. So treveya. He was treveya. He saw this person have a nida that can be used for something. He was treveya. Use your potential. Live to your fullest. Tzedek. Tzedek. Tirdoif. Tomim hoya. Tomim hoya. Im Hashem Elokecha. Tomim tiyeh. Im Hashem Elokecha. Rashi on the Pasuk tells us what do these words mean. Kol ma sheyovo yolecha. Kabel b'tzimus. Tomim hoya. The word tomim is the code, is the key word. For yisurin. Kabolas ha yisurin be'ahava. Kimashanai. Was he makabel yisurin in the most dignified way, with refinement, purity, humility. And finally, matzochein be'inei Hashem. He had this power, unusual power, to engender an extreme degree of loyalty among his chaverim that manifested itself in the most unusual and spectacular ways. When coming to visit, you literally had to wait online. Whenever we would come, makil kihilo isperadim. Unbelievable. His friends were not limited to his immediate class, shir. I marveled. There were chaverim that were 10 years younger and 10 years older. The entire yeshiva was by his side. I met recently his brother-in-law, Rabbi Daniel Myers. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He was here for a short time. He told me that he went to the levaya of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rashi of the Mir. So I said, okay. He says, no, you don't understand. I'm not the type that goes to levayas. I live very far away. I work very hard. It's not something that I'm normally able to do. But I felt that I had to go out of Hakaras HaToiv to Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Because when Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel would come to America to raise money in his condition, he would go out of his way to visit Akiva Shammai, Palm Gardens, in his home. The Godel Hador, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, comes to visit Akiva Shammai. Does that not tell us? Motzochein be'enei Hashem. One of the beautiful memories that I have, as Rav Pinchas Khan said, these are trivial little memories in the big picture of things, but they open the Pesach to a very big ulam. We were once at his home and his wife commented that it's soon going to be Sukkot and she has difficulty in having arranging for the Sukkah to be put up. She needs a Sukkah. So Naftali instantly sends out a message, and out of nowhere materialize a whole group of chaverim with tools and equipment, and within a few moments the sukkah has been built right outside his window. And it's interesting, Akiva's mantra was ki ish echad b'lev echad, and here we have a sukkah. The kedusha of the sukkah, kol yisrael ruuyim leishay the sukkah achas. The sukkah, the tzila dim hemnusa. And all these things came together, the loyalty of the chaverim, the sukkah, the emuna that Akiva Shammai taught us. The loyalty was exceptional. It was beautiful. Chazal tell us, Torah tells us, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimach, Ki Im Leyiro Oisai. The Ikra, the Tafke, the Tachlis of everything is Yira Shemayim. Chazal tell us, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lechein Beodua Shehu Yorei Shemayim. What more can you say about a person? What greater hesped can you say than to say a person was a Yorei Shemayim? Akiva Shammai was Molei Chayim. And this is a Siman Muvok. He was a true Yorei Shemayim. The last number of years, the last 7 years, it's a very difficult time, especially for the family. During that period of time, large chunk of that kufa, Akiva Shammai lived on East 19th Street. I had the schus of living on East 19th Street, very short distance from his home. It became the custom of his chaverim to come and visit Shabbos morning. After davening, they would march up the block, knock on the door, and visit. This was a time when the chaverim came together to visit Akiva. I would like to describe to you in detail a typical Shabbos morning visit. First, let me give you some background. The ground floor of the Aaron Price home can be broken up into two parts, the front and the back. The front, there was a living area, living room, dining room, foyer, so on and so forth. The back was the equivalent of an ICU. An intensive care unit. There was a hospital bed. There were machines, medical equipment, medical supplies, a team of nurses 24/7. There was even a curtain and a hospital table. This was the real thing. Shabbos morning, we come, knock on the door. 11:15, 11:30, whatever it was. Group of boys, group of chaverim. And we're greeted by this little sweet girl with a big smile. Her name is Etsy. She opens the door. She giggles. And then she says, Good Shabbos. She took us in, she sat us down, told us about the parsha, showed us her projects, and told us what's going on. At some point in time, she crawled up to a shelf in the bookcase and took out her oversized, illustrated children's Tehillim. Took it down, brought it to us, showed us the pictures, explained to us what they mean. And then her mood changed. And with a tone of seriousness, she handed us the Tehillim and said, Please, daven with my Tati. We took the Tehillim, we went to the back, we said Tehillim, sometimes someone would sing, someone would say a word, we would talk, we did our thing. This went on almost every Shabbos. There's one particular Shabbos that haunts me. On that Shabbos, when we were in the back room, Etty, She suddenly climbs up on the bed. She lies down next to her father and kisses him. She then jumps around, comes to the front, and she takes out her Aleph Beis workbook. And with the encouragement of her mother and her aunts, she begins to read the letters of the Aleph Beis. She shows us what she learned in school. The Chaver in here all are made. This is what happened. This was the scene. There's a famous Gemara in Sechta Avodah Zarah. Everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Dor HaShmad. Rabbi Chanina ben Tzadion. He was tortured by the Romans. They wrapped him in the Sefer Torah. They applied sponges to his body. And they set him on fire. They tortured him to death. The Gemara tells us that his daughter entered the room and came to see what's happening. And the Gemara even records her exact words. Omer lo bitoy, Abba, erecho b'kach. Father, is this the way I should see you? And Rashi says, Kolayma, v'chizon hi schora shel Torah. Is this the reward, the Torah, to see you like this? The Gemara continues. Omar lo, ilmoli ani nisrafi levadi hoya hadavar kosherli. If I was alone, it would be difficult. You are correct. Achshav shani nisraf sefer Torah imi. Mi shemirvakesh al boina shel sefer Torah hu yivakesh al boini. The Ribbono shel Olam that will seek the insult, the desecration of the holy sefer Torah, he'll take care of me. Okay. Let's continue. Omru lo talmidov, Rebbe, mo ato royer. What do you see at this moment? What do you see? Omar lohen replies, Gilyoy nisrofin, the oisiyoyz parchos. Parchment is burning, but the letters are flying in the air. When I review in my mind the scene of Shabbos morning, the words of the Gemara haunt me. They ring in my ear. Abba, erecho b'kach. Is this the way I should see you? We have seen such frightening things. We are going to make a cheshbon hanefesh for the rest of our lives for seeing such things. We would behave like the Talmidim. Omru lo Talmidov Rebbe, mo ato roye. How many times did we say to Kiwi, Kiwi, say something? One word. His father, Zichrono Livracha, who did not hear him say, Hashmi'ini es koylech. One word. Say something. What do you see? But perhaps there's a nechama in this Gemara for us. Perhaps if Kini could communicate with us, he would say, Ilmole, ani levadi. If I was all alone, hoyo hadavar koshali. But I'm not alone. In front of me, I see you, my daughter, reading the letters of the Aleph Beis. In Kol Dovar Chovev Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoser Mehevel Tinoikoy Shel Beis Rabbah. There is nothing more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the learning of the Tinoikoy Shel Beis Rabbah. The Ribbono Shel Olam who yearns to hear your Aleph Beis, he'll take care of me. It's not so terrible. It's true, the Gilyoin Nisrofin. I suffer. My body is burning. But I see the Oisiois Porchois. This is the Nechama. As optimistic as Kitty was, Etty was something he never saw coming. The incredible simcha that he had was not to be believed. Many of the chaverim remember the exact location, the exact dalet amos in the basement, or on the steps, or in the basement, or outside, where Kivi took them aside and told them that he's expecting a child. This is a tremendous nechama. It's remarkable. We come into this home, child is smiling, molei simcha, the bias, molei kedusha, shulchan aruch, nitro mitzas, neiroi dolg, right out of the page tomorrow. The ishes chayil of Akiva Shanai was able to accomplish this, to raise a happy child, Al Taharas HaKodesh, and build such a beautiful home in such difficult circumstances. This is Noiro of the Oyoim. The care that she gave to Kivi is indescribable. Didi at the Levaya so eloquently described how Akiva's Eishes Chayil cared for him. All of the things, the complications that normally arise in a person in Kivi's situation never materialized, never happened. Only because of the awesome care that his wife gave him. The charts don't have markers to record such statistics. She broke every single record. I come here today and I stand here as a shomiach of the chaverim, of the neighbors, of the family, to express our admiration, our awe, our appreciation for the chesed that she has done for Kivi. She gave him so much. She gave him everything. I read the psukim that Boaz said to Rus, who gave, who got lonu, kol asher osis. Brucha at lahashem biti. Yishalem hashem po'oleich. Usihi maskutech shalema. Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The last 20 years, Klal Yisrael has been the spallow for Akiva Shanai Ben Ahava Rivka. Akiva Shanai we've spoken about. But who is the mother second half of this name, Shomor, we call Bechotusos Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk, Mi Amir Vahar Hashem, Umi Akum Ben Koyim Kosho. There are people upon whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu cast a Nisoyon. And as we all know, the Nisoyon is very difficult. It's not easy to come through, to be Omid the Nisoyon, to express Emunah in difficult times. Miyamar Bahar Hashem, how many people have the Yecholas to ascend the mountain, to be Omid the Nisoyon? Very, very few. Few and far in between. But even among this elite group who are able to be Omid bin Nisayon, Meyokum Demokayim Kodshon, who has the stamina, the koyach, to maintain Emuna Pshuta for a prolonged period of time, that you don't find. That is something that is one in a million, if even. But Miss Empress, Akiva Shammai's mother, is such a woman. It's been 20 years we've come to visit in so many different hospitals, so many different medical facilities, apartments, houses, and all the places in between. And she was always there. Calm, happy, appreciative, gracious, charming, b'mechazek her children, b'mechazek us, caring for Kiwi like only she could. Umi yokum b'mkoyim kacho. Her hallmark was in Muna Pshuta. Never ever complains. Komand Abi Rahman Tavavid. Always maintaining the high level of Emunah. The last time I saw Kiwi was Erev Shabbos Parshas Nitzan Vayelech. The Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah this past year was on a Wednesday night. And that Friday, we went to Maimonides to visit Erev Shabbos, and there she was. She was giving him a haircut. She groomed him with the same love and devotion as if he was about to walk down the aisle to his chuppah. Perhaps the thing which shook me to the core is following. As I mentioned, I'm a neighbor. Neighbors get to see things that other people don't. I began to notice that Miss Erin Price would come every single morning to Kiwi's home. And I discovered her routine. She would first help out with Etty, take her to the bus, and she would then return to daven Shachris at the side of Kiwi. Every single day. Would never miss Shachris at the side in the cheder of Kiwi. This woman intuitively understood Shehashchina l'malo merashesa shochayla. Her tefillah was ketores. Tikkun tefilasi. Ketoyres lefanecha. His cheder was the oil maid. When I saw her enter, I knew I was witnessing the masada mimena lefnei ha'idos Be'oihel moyed asher ivo'eid l'cho shomo. Kodesh kodoshim tiyah l'chem. In Yoni Gashmis, it's Akiva Shammai ben Ahava Rivka. But in Yoni Ruchnis, it's Akiva Shammai ben Eliezer. There's nothing Rabbi Eliezer wanted more, nothing, than for Kivi to get better. How many times did he tell me, if only Kivi would say one word, he would give it all up. His profession, his fame, everything that was dear to him, just that Kivi can speak, can be with us. We used to come to Ma'ariv, from Dava Ma'ariv, too often together, and we'd talk about all his children, everyone. He told me a story about Didi, about Sadi, about his daughters in Manhattan, California, what's doing in Florida, what's doing near Yisrael. They will always end with Kivi. Something Kivi told him. Something Kivi felt strong about. Something that he was working on because Kivi wanted him to work on that. And the Shai Lenschitz, he told me that the name Akiva Shammai ben Eliezer is a fascinating name. Not many know that Akiva was named after the Tana Rabbi Akiva. There's no relative here. The Tana Rabbi Akiva, nothing more than that. Shammai was a relative from Akiva's mother. Rabbi Shai told me, Akiva is the personification of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Shammai, Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, represents Midas HaDin. Shammai HaZogim, Hillel, Shammai, Shammai is Midas HaDin. The combination of Akiva Shammai is the essence of what Kivi was. When it comes to Torah, there's no shortcuts. There's Din. You're accountable. There has to be Amelus. You have to struggle. The only way to succeed is through Yigia, through Din. And I'm shy of it further. Eliezer, in the Talmud, is the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Eliezer was a Shamute. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Shammai, and Rabbi Shai told me this really defines the relationship of Akiva and his father. On the one hand, Akiva was so loyal to his father, but there was no bigger fan of Kivi than his father. And Eliezer was the Shamute. He was his biggest fan. I want to conclude with a story. It's an important story. Please, bear with me for just one more minute. About a year ago, the decision was made that Akiva would be transferred from East 19th Street to a medical facility. From there, he surely went to Maimonides, and he remained there until his petira. That week, I met Naftali Hirschweiser. I said to him, Naftali, what's going to be? As long as I can remember, Shabbos, we visit Akiva Shammai. He's no longer here. He's been transferred. It's not the same. What are we going to do? So Naftali said to me, we're going to go. Just because he's not home, we're still going to go like every other Shabbos. Because Eti needs us. This is what she's used to. This is her Shabbos. We are, to some degree, the fatherly figures in her life. We have to go like every other Shabbos. I was so shaken by the incredible sensitivity and insight of Hayy Gavra Rabba, that Meltonian virtualizer. His mother told me, Kiwi's mother told me, that when Kiwi was 14 years old, she took him to Kim Morris. She was very nervous. Kiwi, this little boy, was so ill, so delicate. How could he survive Kim Morris with all the other boys? And Naftali came over to her and said, Ms. Zacharias, you don't worry about anything. I'll take care of him. It's been 20 years. He's still taking care of him. We went that Shabbos, and it was quite an experience. We didn't say to Hillel, we just played with Eti. Rabbi Isai, 30 days ago, the decision was made that Akiva Shammai be transferred to a much better place. But Rabbi Isai, I beg you, please don't stop coming. Eti needs you. The family needs you. The yeshiva needs you. We need each other more than ever. Be her advocate. Everyone has their unique set of resources. Don't forget. Kiwi was an incredible force for us. Please don't stop coming. We were witnesses these last 20 years to something truly remarkable, something beautiful, something very holy, pure, and special. Yehi zechay baruch v'hamakoyim yinachem etzchem.